Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. I would say we've identified a causal relationship between iPhones and fertility. We have got that horrifying story. Plus, Dr. Gates lawyers up. But first, Screw World Next Week. I've given you a new name for your favorite show. Flesh-eating screwworm reappears in U.S. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced on June 3rd that a three-week-old calf in Zavala County, Texas, near the Mexican border, had been infected by the New World screwworm. Screwworm, one word. 2 days later, a second case of the flesh-eating New World screwworm was detected in a one-month-old calf in the same county, according to the department, just 5.6 miles away from the location of the first confirmed case. South Texas cattlemen and landowners have closely monitored the parasite's march northward from Panama since 2023. The Texas case marks the first outbreak of the flesh-eating parasite since Florida Key deer were infected in 2016. Now it's a race against the clock as federal and state officials scramble to stop the spread of screwworms that can infect animals and humans alike, causing horrific wounds that can be fatal if left untreated. Potentially at risk is the $100 billion U.S. cattle industry, and I would note, like coal, it's on the agenda to be destroyed. The government's main tool against the pest is the release of sterile flies, which eradicated the screwworm from Texas during a devastating infestation about 50 years ago, as legend has it. Sterile males mate with females, causing them to lay unviable eggs, as legend has it, a key strategy in past eradications. But now only 100 million such flies are produced each week at a single plant in Panama. That's far short of the estimated 500 million flies that would be needed to be released weekly to push the screwworm back to the Darien Gap, a stretch of jungle between Panama and Colombia that was once a natural barrier, according to the USDA. James, how do we go from Texas to Colombia? Texas Governor Greg Israel Forster Abbott said more sterile flies are desperately needed to combat the screwworms before next May. And my chat said this morning while discussing this on Your Morning Monarchy, it's a New World screw job. They're going to cull a bunch of cattle and pump up the price of beef, and then once that becomes too expensive, you will eat the bugs, lab meat, bug meat, plant meat. Cooked beef is the ultimate food for mind and body. It must be destroyed. We will include an AP fact check. No, silly, the new meat allergy raging across the planet caused by ticks is not tied to the Gates Foundation-funded program. That is from APnews.com. James, isn't it funny how good they are at sterilizing humans on the first try, but lie about their chimeras not reproducing?
Yeah, exactly. Funny how that works. And yes, so for just on that tick story and the meat allergies that are being spread by ticks and their connection to Bill Gates or not, I know that that's in the news quite a bit. I've seen that coming across the news feeds, and they're talking about, no, ticks aren't spreading more than ever before because anyone's, you know, dropping off boxes of ticks to infect people's fields on purpose. No, 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 no. It's because of 3 degrees of Fahrenheit of warming over the past 30 years. That's what's doing it. Well, anyway, make of that what you will. I will just point people to a recent daily wrap-up from Ryan Christian, The Last American Vagabond, where he was talking about some of the social media rumors that are being spread and clearly false videos that are being spread about ticks being transported in boxes and things. And so, yeah, there's a lot of misinformation that's being spread on purpose to muddy the waters. But obviously, that's a real story about that tick-borne meat-eating allergy that is spreading across the United States like wildfire for some reason or other. On the screwworm story, I must confess, I have not been following this story since we covered it back in New World Next Week, number 602, Rabbits with Tentacles Tick All the Boxes, where we were talking, essentially the prequel of this very story, talking about, oh my God, guys, the New World screwworm is coming for Texas. And we were covering at the time the U.S. Department of Agriculture was funding a $750 million facility on the Texas-Mexico border to create those sterile flies that they would release out into the wild and thus take care of this. Don't worry, guys. Just give us $750 million and we'll get this program going. And oh, wait, what happened with any of that? I haven't been paying attention to it in the meantime. So apparently the update is update. I guess $750 million wasn't enough. Sorry, guys. So yeah, I think there is a meat agenda, an anti-meat agenda that is going on here. And I think that this is part of a coordinated campaign to get us to eat the bugs. To eat the New World screwworm, maybe. Just hope it doesn't eat you from the inside.
That doesn't mean, again, exactly, that every vertical video you see on TikTok has the gospel truth about the conspiracy you need to know. James, I've been saying on my morning show now for I don't know how long, conspiracies are the hottest thing in the world. That's why Fake Bowl Plop goes out on all the platforms. Again, we pat ourselves on the back because we've wrecked everything as 9/11 truthers these last 25 years. But all the good work we did has now been literally mutated and chimered into what we see lumbering around us now. But, you know, why don't we keep talking about Dr. Gates? Our second story on this New World Next Week, episode 633, The Hidden Figure with Close Ties to Gates and Epstein. Which one? It was September 2017, and Dr. Melanie Walker's work with Bill Gates was coming to an end. For more than a decade, Walker had worked at the Gates Foundation and then the billionaire's private office. By the summer of 2017, because he is so, so sexy, the relationship between Walker and Dr. Billy had turned sexual, according to people sadly familiar with the matter. Walker was planning her exit. She turned to one of her closest confidants, you know where this is going, a mentor who had supported her and had advised her for nearly three decades, that's right, Jeffrey Epstein. Quote, with BG, all you have to say is you should know I've told Jeffrey everything. Everything, Epstein wrote in a text message. Walker replied that she was worried he will immediately retaliate against me. When Gates appears before Congress today, as we come to you, he will have to answer questions about such exchanges from the Justice Department release of the Epstein files, James, again. And the snake eating its tail of this whole thing, that the Justice Department, who stole the Promise software and gave it to Ghislaine's dad so they can install the back door so Jeffrey Epstein and Bin Laden could maybe run around for decades getting away with everything, they're on top of the case. The mysterious role played by Dr. Melanie Walker, who kept close ties with both men, will come under scrutiny for the first time. The Seattle doctor is one of the many Technicolor characters who populated Epstein's universe. She claimed to have been introduced to Epstein, of course, by DJ Trump in the late 90s. She struck up a relationship, of course, with Britain's Prince Andrew, just all the best dudes, and was a longtime partner of Steven Sinofsky, a former Microsoft executive who, that's right, has ties to Epstein. Yet she may have been the most consequential as one of the people who helped Epstein ingratiate himself in Gates's world after his 2008 conviction for soliciting a minor for prostitution. This almost sounds like poor Dr. Billy's a victim. She did so from her perch at the Microsoft co-founder's charitable foundation and then his private office. Did we mention the private office yet? The Gates Foundation has launched its own probe into its own Epstein ties that is being handled by the law firm WilmerHale, according to people familiar with the probe. Those investigators have asked about Walker and the nature of her relationship with Gates. Seems kind of weird that she's not testifying in front of Congress. Again, this is a developing story. A related link for you, Bill Gates Epstein files, DOJ documents, congressional testimony, and full timeline, 2026. But James, as we were talking off mic a little bit, I got the articles and stories from you guys, and I looked, I was like, wait, which shady connection am I supposed to focus on? Are we talking about Dr. Melanie Walker or the lawyer who led an investigation into Brandon's mental acuity has been tapped to advise Bill Gates ahead of his congressional grilling? Sources make some joke about grilling and barbecue and fake meat. Insert that there. Sources tell the New York Times that Gates has hired, that's right, Jake Greenberg to advise him ahead of his showdown with the House Ethics Committee on Wednesday, an appearance in which he will be questioned about his seemingly cozy relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. The appointment has raised eyebrows because Greenberg is a former top investigative counsel to the House Ethics Committee, having worked alongside lawmakers as recently as December. It is unclear how long Gates has worked with Greenberg, nor how much the lawyer is being paid by Gates. Not related to Hammer and Hank, AIG Greenberg, as far as I can find. Brave Search says there's no connection, no causal relationship between those two, but one extra related link for you. Viral influencer, how Bill Gates' billions shape U.S. medical research. Now, James, how about this speculation? What if the data centers are the so-called elite's panic bunkers for when everybody flips out on them?
That's as valid a speculation as any that I've heard recently. So let's put that in the think tank. So as we are recording this, Thursday, June 11th, Japanese time, Wednesday, June 10th, American time, apparently this House Ethics Committee showdown has just
taken place. It's hard to say, isn't it?
It is.
House Ethics.
House Ethics Committee. The showdown has just taken place, and the first headlines have just spilled out from it, and we're getting this from Washington Times. Bill Gates spills to House investigators that Epstein blackmailed him. As in, pulling the victim card, I was the victim in all of this. Yeah, I had a couple of affairs, and Epstein was trying to use that to pressure me into going into some of his deals. And that's all it was, guys. I didn't do anything wrong. Except for, you know, whatever my family stuff, that was a different thing. But I had nothing to do with Epstein. So basically, that is apparently what he's gone with. I guess Greenberg coached him well, because I am not particularly holding my breath that this particular ethics committee is going to hold his feet to the fire in any substantial way on any of this, or that any new dirt is going to come out as a result of this hearing in particular. I will have to review and see if there's any transcript of this and see if he actually went into it, and if anyone went into any of the details that have been released since the Epstein files have been released, because there is a lot of information that has been released. And the only person that I've seen that's really been tracking this down and keeping on this story is Sayer G. So I'll point people to his Substack once again. He's been doing some great work on this story in particular. And also, as you might imagine, I have, as the creator of the Who is Bill Gates documentary, I have some thoughts about this and about Gates and what has happened to his public image over the past several months, let alone several years, and whether he is being thrown under the bus right now, and if so, why, and does this affect the agenda? I have a lot to say about that, but if you want to hear it, you're going to have to be a Corbett Report subscriber, because I'm going to put it in the newsletter this weekend.
And of course, who is Bill Gates? I almost wanted to say, who killed Bill Gates? That's a future documentary. That one hasn't been made yet. Who is Bill Gates? Of course, can be yours at newworldnextweek.com. Our third and final story on this really gross New World Next Week, episode 633. If your sex life is dead, you can blame Steve Jobs, not Tim Apple or Dr. Gates. If your phone, this from The Register, everything we say, always sourced and cited. If your phone is too compelling, your sex life might not be. American birth rates have been declining for nearly two decades now, and researchers believe they've found a potential new culprit. Pharma meds? GMOs? Geoengineering? Secret sterilization programs? The iPhone. That's right. A National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER, working paper examines AT&T, American Telephone and Telegraph, mobile broadband coverage from the iPhone's 2007 launch until the company lost carrier exclusivity in 2011. Comparing birth rates across counties and controlling for confounding factors, the authors concluded that access to the iPhone reduced births, particularly among younger women. Not so much among the pregnant men. We didn't have as much of those yet. The data, Middlebury College economics professor and NBER researcher Caitlin Myers and Middlebury graduate Ezekiel Hooper wrote in their paper, suggests that iPhone access caused significant birth rate declines across age groups. The authors found that women aged 15 to 19 in counties with access to the iPhone through AT&T saw birth rates fall as much as by 8% during the period, while those aged 20 to 24 experienced declines of up to 6.6%. That's a hidden 33. Older age groups also showed statistically significant but smaller declines, according to the paper. Myers argues the findings point to more than a simple correlation. It's pretty much undeniable that births fell faster in places with AT&T coverage, Myers told The Register in an email. As a scientist, I am loath to ever say causality is proven, but I would say that we've identified a compelling natural experiment and that strongly points to a large and causal relationship between iPhones and fertility. And James, again, I would sadly note, Tim Apple and Steve Jobs did not force this on us at gunpoint. We all took it on willingly. Is the iPhone birth control causal evidence from AT&T's 2007 to 2011 carrier monopoly? What a fantastic... James.
What a crazy story, but one that I think chillingly, I think we all can intuit is at least partially correct. And of course, this is not the whole story of the decline in birth rates across the world over the course of the past several decades. That is a much bigger story and one that we've told here on New World Next Week, for example, New World Next Week number 502 on the underpopulation bomb. We've talked about various aspects of this. The iPhone doesn't account for the decrease in sperm count amongst Western men over the course of the past half century, dropping 50%, etc. I mean, there's a lot more going on than just that. There's economic and socio-political conditions and all sorts of things, the long-term demographic trends. But clearly, part of what is happening that we get something of a window into with this study is the general breakdown in society itself, in human relations, that is happening as a result of this technology that enables us to be constantly connected to everybody through a device, not by actually meeting people, not by conversing, not by spending time in real space, not by forming actual bonds with real human beings that can lead to actual procreation. No. And it's all online. It's all through the device. And I think in a way, people often ask me, how do you look at this kind of stuff and not get constantly depressed, James? And I don't know exactly the answer to that, but I got to say, this is the kind of story that actually gives me the biggest chills and really makes me despair for the future of humanity. Because exactly as you say, it's not like there was a gun to anyone's head with any of this. And all those people who are going to be the internet keyboard warriors, well, just get rid of your cell phone. Yeah. Well, you raging at people from your cell phone about people getting off their cell phone is not going to get people off their cell phone. That is not going to be the answer to this. It's people have already chosen this path, and I don't think they're going to get off it willingly at this point. And what does that mean for the future of humanity? It is not bright. And so I do not know what the answer to this particular conundrum is. All I know is here's another example of how this technology is destroying the human species. And what are we going to do about it? Genuine question.
We've referred to this before as a demographic winter, a dark winter, if you would. And James, I played just this morning on my morning show another fantastic tune from Hard Archive, a song called Data Centers, a song made by AI about burning down the data centers of AI. Yes, I'm aware of the irony of appearing on television in order to decry it, so don't bother pointing it out. So, I guess based on those stories, our summer is going to suck, but you can look fashionable doing it. Media Monarchy baseball caps are at newworldnextweek.com. Corbett Report baseball caps are at newworldnextweek.com. And as we keep trying to remind you about the new Corbett Report 2019 USB data archive and what you might find on there, it's got our meetup in Japan, James. I don't know why that didn't come to us the first time we talked about it. It's got our legendary real-life meetup in Japan from October 2019. That is available again at newworldnextweek.com. You never see us doing ads or shilling some other weird sponsorship product. Our product is the work that we've given you for, what, nearly combined 40 years? I do have a P.O. box here in northern New Mexico. You can send me your physical media that you might be wanting to get rid of. And I'll remind you again of my upcoming 12-hour DJ marathon. It is on Saturday, June 20th. I'll be streaming video live on my Twitter account. And of course, you can just listen at MediaMonarchy.com/listen, the same place you can find your exclusive New World Next Week audio of these episodes before they are published anywhere. Only me, Corbett, and Brocken have heard them. And you can too after my Thursday morning monarchy. That's at MediaMonarchy.com/listen. James, there it is, buddy. 633.
And James, you know why we didn't talk about our New World Next Week 2019 meetup when we were discussing the 2019 USB archive is because that user's AI summary that I was reading from didn't include it as one of the highlights in 2019, which shows you how stupid AI is. Yeah, okay. Wasn't it White Girl Summer a couple of years ago? Wasn't that a thing? This summer should be Alpha Gal Summer, I guess. But hey, you can look stylish wearing your Media Monarchy hat while you're rocking some cool tunes. Anyway, have fun, guys. It's going to be a fun summer. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll be back again next week. James, thank you for these stories.
Yeah, buddy. As always, take care, man.